Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That's that little band from Texas. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Bradbury's here. I'm excited, too. Settle down. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, managing partner at Entrepreneurship Performance Labs, ELP. John, I need the website, please.
It's etlabs.co. etlabs.co.
And I said that wrong. It's not ELP. It's EPL, my friends. So that's my mistake. EPL, Entrepreneurship Labs. Oh, I'm sorry, eplabs.co.
Right, right.
All right. So check that out. What will they find when they get there, John?
Well, that's an overview of who we are, what we do. And our focus is primarily we assess and improve entrepreneurial talent.
Well, they find you. Know, is your founder's assessment tool there? I love your tool that you created.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking, because that's a different website, and we've just set that up with a learning, an online learning process. That's at startupclarityproject.com.
All right. So check that out.
And we've just rolled out a discounted version, because we're just getting it out into the marketplace, this online learning process around it.
Right.
So we're excited for that. And StartupClarityProject.com.
Folks, that assessment tool is outstanding. I've taken it. Hey, John, we've been talking about entrepreneurship in the previous segment. We talked about the growth of entrepreneurship, how to create an entrepreneur, or the power, I should say, and the importance of creating, not just being an entrepreneur, but creating an entrepreneurial organization. I've been talking for a long time, as have you, about helping your people be entrepreneurs. And what that means when they work for you is they take risk with your capital, not theirs. That's the difference. And so you got to help them do that. And you've got some characteristics that you think are important for being an entrepreneur, regardless of whose capital you're risking. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, so these are, we broadly talk about something called founder readiness and fit, or you could insert in there entrepreneurial leader readiness and fit. And there are a number of aspects of that. There's your expertise. Everybody has some basic knowledge and experience. There's your motivation. Why are you doing this? There's your relationships and resources. But we've begun to focus in on how you're wired and essentially your personality. And so we have an assessment process that looks at 11, measures 11 qualities known to be important in entrepreneurial leadership. And it's not a litmus test. We don't believe that there's any assessment that can tell you you should or should not become an entrepreneur. That's your call. But we do believe that this idea of awareness, of understanding what makes you tick and what is the right role, what's the highest and best use of your skills and talents, is a really critical differentiator for entrepreneurs and leaders in general. And so there are a set of 11. What's interesting about them as well is that we too much of a good thing can become a vulnerability as well. So
what does that mean?
These characteristics. So, for example, one of the characteristics we assess for is independence. As you know, it's important when a person strikes out, beyond the tried and true, that they have some, typically that they're okay standing apart from the herd. Right.
Courage of their convictions.
Helpful. Courage of your convictions, and particularly if you're going to be, as so many are these days, launching a business kind of on your own, a solopreneur or a freelancer, you may not have that team around you that you're used to. So if you're very low in independence, you have to find ways to compensate for that encourage people to go ahead and find a team to work with, even if it's another a group of freelancers or a mastermind group. But on the other side of that coin, highly independent founders can get into trouble as well because, as we've talked about before, being your own boss is a myth.
Yeah.
You answer to a lot of people when you're building a business.
Including and customers and employees.
Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest shocks for a lot of entrepreneurs is to realize you might actually wind up working for your employees in a lot of scenarios.
Completely. And so if you have that independent streak that's at the extreme, that can limit opportunities and constrain your growth.
And prevent you from delegating. That's one of the worst examples of that.
Yep. So you're going to have to accept that you'll need to relinquish some of that freedom and control that you so cherish if you're going to really get some wings and some wind behind your business.
One of the things I had to learn, John, was I had to learn how to delegate, and I couldn't grow my business until I did. And then after I learned how to delegate and I got pretty good at it, then I realized I needed to teach my people how to delegate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody can fall into the trap.
Yep. Yep.
And that's an interesting transition for you. You know, leading leaders is different than just leading someone in a specialized role.
John, we're going to talk some more about these core characteristics of entrepreneurship in the next segment. But before we go, is there a place where they can find these 11?
Yes, it's StartupClarityProject.com.
StartupClarityProject.com. Check it out, folks. You'll be see if you see yourself in this list of 11. Quick break. Right back with John Bradbury. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.